But nevertheless, so that's the question. How do you explain the rule of law to a middle school student?
I guess I'll go first. We have a system that resolves conflict peaceably, and we have rules that are transparent. People can look them up and try to follow them. I think we probably have the best judicial system in the world. It's emulated by most countries. I think it's looked at and highly respected.
I think it's pretty common. You know, when you have a rule of law, it's a rule that applies equally to all people at all times. And when you're making a ruling, it's going to be the same for everyone across the board.
And I would say that we have a democracy. We rule ourselves, and we have a process for doing that. The process we have is we elect people to governmental positions, to Congress, the president, and they promulgate what the statute says. It's the judge's job to apply the statute and not to make new law, because that's what Congress does.
I guess I would say that the rule of law is a system of resolving our running our society and maintaining disputes in a method that provides a measure of predictability to people who are, I hate to use the term stakeholders, it's overused, but who are stakeholders. So we the people know what the law is in a given situation. We the people know how we resolve disagreements. The way in which the disagreements are resolved is done that is open, that is fair, that is explained clearly, and there's a reasonable form for resolving the disagreements as part of the rule of law.
So how much credence do you give to the rulings of other judges within your district and within your state?